Welcome to April 13th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate a jack of all trades and nerdy wordplay. More after the break.
Hey, Anna, have you heard about all these wildfires breaking out across the country?
Yeah, I saw that in the news, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Way early in the year. Who should they call if people want to help?
Well, the Red Cross.
Of course, right? Right. So go to redcross.org. If you can give, please do.
If you're a regular listener, you know that one of our favorite presidents is Thomas Jefferson. In addition to all his contributions to America's democracy, he was also something of an inventor. He was an avid reader, sometimes reading many books at once. He got tired of setting each book down on a table and marking the page as he moved on to the next one, so he invented a revolving bookstand, which was essentially a Lazy Susan with four tabletop lecterns, with an additional one on top for the book he was currently reading. It allowed each book to stay open to the page on which he'd stopped. Oh, and it all folded up for easy transport. Take that, IKEA! On National Thomas Jefferson Day, celebrate a man who shaped the future and at times seemed to be living in it.
The game of Scrabble was invented during the Great Depression by an out-of-work architect. For anyone who grew up on Mars, Scrabble is played with 2 to 4 players who score points by forming words from individual lettered tiles on a game board marked with a 15x15 grid. Since its humble beginnings, Scrabble is now played in 121 countries and 29 different languages. It was also featured as a television game show in the 1980s. The highest scoring word ever recorded in a Scrabble tournament earned a whopping 392 points. The word was spelled C-A-Z-I-Q-U-E-S, pronounced Kazix, which is a type of Oriole. On National Scrabble Day, challenge someone you know to the classic board game or play online to bring out your inner word nerdiness.
I'm not a Scrabble player. Nope.
I wonder if Thomas Jefferson would have put Scrabble in his traveling fold-up book thing that he'd invented.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right. Hey, tomorrow, It's National Look Up in the Sky Day. Nothing?
I'm looking.
Starry night.
You're so quiet. I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
I'm still looking.